Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Com, not gom. Com. Joining me now from wherever he's at, which is a very accurate way to put it, is writer Dean Weingarten. How are you doing?
I am doing very well, probably better than I deserve.
Well, I want to kick off with this simply because when I spun to AmmoLand to get to the All Contributors page, right there at the top of the page, is one of your articles. It's got a crazy woman with her hair jumping up, and it's about a absolutely stupid set of circumstances with a bunch of ignorant idiots in Idaho. That's what where I'd like to kick, because it's just, if it wasn't true, which... I mean, do you believe that dialogue between the presenter and the hotel is true?
It's absolutely amazing. And that is, you know, I interviewed JB, as he likes to be called. And I want to put up front that I may be a presenter at this conference someday.
Okay.
So I want to let that know. But
sure.
I interviewed him after I heard about this. And... I it's hard to believe that functional adults actually made the accusations that they made. Obviously, they know next to nothing about the case. I've written extensively, as you know, about the George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin case.
Mm-hmm.
And the huge amount of misinformation and flat-out lies that have been perpetrated on the media about George Zimmerman. I mean, it's just, it's amazing. And what you see here is what that type of spreading of mistruths results in. It's as if these people, they don't care whether something is true or not.
Right.
If they hear it on social media, well, it must be true. I mean, this is a mark of a type of witch hunt mentality where what other people are saying is more important than what actually happened. And that's where this goes. And we have a large segment, nowhere near a majority. I believe it's a minority in the U.S., maybe 15% or less, that believe this. These statements that were portrayed here, but they are able to leverage their numbers with their ability to take over and control social media on a particular event,
sure,
which is what they did here. And I was a little surprised that some type of legal recourse was not considered.
Well, this took place November the 4th, so... Mr. Herron is not considering that?
Well, he may be now. But at the time, he wasn't. And he was in a very tight spot, I have to say. You know, you've got a very expensive conference that you've set up months and months in advance. And there's in the neighborhood, I mean, I don't know precisely, in the neighborhood of $500,000 involved.
Sure.
For a four-day conference. That's pricey. Everything has been paid for already. You know, all the presenters, their airline flights, the people who are coming have paid for airlines and hotel reservations and catering and everything like that. And so, suddenly, mere hours before the conference, not even a full day, before the conference is about to begin, the hotel management comes up to you and says, we can't have this one presenter here. He's really a problem. We're getting horrible things about him. We just can't allow it, even though all this stuff had already been agreed to, months in advance. And so, he said, okay, look, I'll call up George. And George Zimmerman, they're talking about. And he gets a hold of him and says, look, we've got this terrible problem here. Everything's set up. I'm really sorry, but I'm paraphrasing because I didn't listen to the conversation. I'm presuming it went this way by the context and with speaking with JB. You have to, we're going to have to cancel this time, but, that's just the way it is. I'm not asking for you to send any money back or anything. It's just the way it is. And, of course, George, who has been vilified and persecuted for years, probably understood exactly what was going on. It's
sure.
More of the same. So, okay, it's canceled. So then JB went back to the management. And what just amazed me was at this time, one, and they were not named, of the owners of the hotel has joined management, and they tell Mr. Heron, now this is my interview with him, so I haven't got anything from the management, so I'm considering
right.
If they will do an interview also. And they tell him, you can't have, even with George not being here, we're not going to allow you to have the conference here. Now, this is the big change because it's saying whole conference, not here. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had to set up conferences like this. I have done, not at this level of financial level, but in my professional career, I had to set up a few conferences in, maybe sort of close to this size. Maybe a little less, and it's no easy task. There's all kinds of things that have to be done.
Sure.
Of course, you got lots of money, then they get done more easily. But.
Right. But they don't, he had till 8 o'clock the following morning.
The following morning, and this is late in the afternoon already.
Yeah.
And they just tell him, you can't. But what they didn't do is they didn't cancel all the room for the people who were already registered.
Right.
So they just canceled the conference, and that's a little bit different. So he is scrambling. I mean, seriously scrambling. I think we're probably getting close to a break here. I want to get into your break time. Are we closer?
We got a minute. So if you want to hold up right there, or if you want to tease us with what's coming up next.
So they're just scrambling, and we'll go to the next break. How's that?
That's fine. That's perfectly good to go. Looking, if you go look at this article and you look at the dialogue, as Mr. Heron points out, as it occurred, it's astounding how clueless the management of this hotel appears to be. And, I would love to know if they actually called the cops, to be honest with you. I said that they called the cops, and the cops said that they were unable to defend the hotel. They would be unable to keep the hotel safe.
I think they just made it up. I don't believe it.
Well, I mean, is Boise, Idaho like New York, where the cops are just busy all the time? It doesn't seem like it would be.
Well, it's not only that, but police officers talked to J.B. Heron later, and we can leave that for after the break. I guess maybe my clock here isn't the same here. I just didn't want to.
Well, we're in it now. We are in it now. So we'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten from Amoland. You can find this at amoland.com. This is Lock and Load.
Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking about this is something called the Lethal Force Gun Laws Conference Which is this an annual thing, Dean? Do they do it annually?
I think that they have stretched it out in the last couple of years to two conferences a year, because they kept adding more and more subjects, and it just got too big. When it started getting beyond 4 days to 5 days to 6 days to 7 days to 8 days, we probably better split it in two parts and do it twice a year. That's what I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's about every 6 months, I believe.
Right.
It was ordinarily being held in Washington State, but because of all the COVID restrictions, let's say, in Washington State put on by the governor, it became very difficult to do the conference. So they moved it to Boise, Idaho, where they had had a fair number of students come from, and it wasn't a very long physical distance, you know, it was within driving distance of Washington. And so that's what they did. And they did their first conference there, and there was no hiccup. Everybody at the hotel loved them, so they thought. And, we'll schedule several more conferences, which they did. And then suddenly, just like out of nowhere, the day before they're going to start the conference, they're already setting up. They're at the hotel. They are setting things up. It's the afternoon before the morning they start the conference, and this confrontation just comes out of nowhere. I mean, it's just bizarre. I really have a hard time believing that this was spontaneously timed, shall we say.
Right.
It seems to have been timed to cause maximum disruption and maximum pain. Because if they would have, even a few days difference would have made a big difference in the amount of pain and disruption. And I do not know. I maybe I'll find out as I investigate and write more how this started. Who may have, whether there was one or more people involved who started it.
I will say,
he thinks it may be somebody at the hotel, but he's not sure.
Well, that's the thing that I would say, simply because of the fact that it got picked up on Twitter by, it seems to have been picked up by a bunch of leftists that seemed to be having a good time with it, knowing about it, like somebody put out a little press release or something concerning that, they had been canceled. At least that's the way it seems to me.
Well, it does. I mean, and here's the thing. You see, the people on Twitter who do these things are unaccountable. And we don't know how many are real people, how many are bots. I mean, Twitter is, it's amazing. Twitter has become this vehicle to rule the country and destroy people without any accountability, or if the destruction is against somebody on the right. Or if the destruction is, shall we say, as long as this destruction furthers the far left causes, it's okay.
Right.
But if the destruction is aimed at somebody on the far left, well, then we can't allow it. So
sure.
It's this extremely partisan system. And it is taken as gospel by a great number of influential people who use it as a way to multiply their force, essentially, against people on who are conservative. And look at what they, all these ridiculous claims about George Zimmerman, which don't have any facts behind them at all. White supremacist? That is just crazy. George Zimmerman's grandfather, as I recall, is a black man. I mean, George is a Hispanic, essentially. These are things that were just made up. Nobody in the Twitter accounts mentioned the hit job that the networks did on Zimmerman by editing his 911 call.
Sure. Well, they're not going to, though, right? That you wouldn't expect that to happen.
Of course not. But, I mean, anybody who actually looks at the case, studies it, tries to figure out what actually happened, realizes that George Zimmerman was anything but a racist. He was not, if anything, he was very sympathetic to black people in their struggles. He mentored black youth. He identified with them. He was just a public-spirited guy who got caught up in a bad situation and was attacked by somebody who had real problems and had been just dumped by his probably first serious sexual, affair with a very, very attractive young woman who dumped him minutes before he attacked Zimmerman. Anybody who thinks about how young males react wouldn't be surprised that a young male who's just been dumped by his most significant other is in a pretty bad mood.
Right.
So none of that was brought up at trial because, frankly, the prosecution seemed to just be willing to look the other way on that evidence. And there's a lawsuit ongoing about that. I highly recommend there's a study of that called the Trayvon Hoax, I believe.
Yeah,
a documentary of it. And I recommend anybody who wants to understand what went on in that case to watch the documentary or read the book, because the investigator goes into excruciating detail about how he committed the investigation and what he found out. And it's absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah. Well, I saw that...
I'm sure there will be more Lisa Forrest Dunlop conferences, and I will probably be doing follow-up stories on this because I want to understand what's happening.
Right.
And,
well, do me a favor. Hang on for me.
Connections.
Coming up on the break. Dean has well over 1,900 articles just like this one at Amaland. Well, not just like it. It covers the entire spectrum of the gun culture. So that's where you go. Amaland.com. Click on all contributors. He's on the middle left. 1,900 plus articles waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The black nationalist accused of driving through a parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, will go to trial. Daryl Brooks Jr. appearing in a court where a judge found probable cause to send him to trial. Brooks facing over 75 charges, including 6 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. He'll spend the rest of his life in prison if he's convicted of any homicide charges. A snowstorm is already impacting parts of the country. Snow falling in cities like Minneapolis as the system moves through the region. Parts of South Dakota, Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and Illinois are under a winter storm warning, as some areas could see up to a foot of snow. That storm on Saturday expected to bring snow and freezing rain to Georgia and the Carolinas. USA Radio News. Improvements to the nation's bridges are on the agenda under a program made possible by President Biden's bipartisan infrastructure law. Speaking in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on Friday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg touts how the bridge program formula will improve the nation.
Now, with the size and the scale of the bridge program that we're launching today, we're going to be able to fix off-system and on-system bridges in rural, urban, suburban, and tribal areas alike. And that's going to make life better for people across the country by the millions. We're going to improve the condition of our bridges. It's going to give peace of mind to everyone on our roads, as well as those who are being driven.
Americans set a new record for shopping over the holiday season. The National Retail Federation saying holiday sales in the United States totaled $886.7 billion. The increase was particularly notable in November and December. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking to Dean Weingarten, and is that about it on the Boise, Idaho thing that you'd like to, or you got a little more?
I'd like to put some more opinion out there.
Sure.
What these sorts of things remind me of, having been a military officer, is these are essentially false flag events.
Right.
The opposition, people on the left, find something that they believe can be twisted to remotely look like it's racist. And then, with their friends in the media, they frame it as racist and claim, see, you have to support us because we're stopping racism. What's amazing is there's so little actual racial discrimination that they have to do these false flags. There are several of them that we know of. The Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman is one of the more prominent ones. There was Ferguson, Missouri, the hands up, don't shoot. Let's see. There were.
Well, wasn't Rittenhouse, wasn't that one sort of one? Because, you know.
It was, because they called him a white supremacist. There's absolutely no evidence that he was even probably knew what white supremacist was. He just wanted to help out his community. I guess the idea in the Rittenhouse case is he supported the police. Therefore, he's a white supremacist. I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, he missed the one black person that tried to attack him.
Right. But this, you know, it's like the claim that Clarence Thomas, one of the most brilliant jurists who's been on the Supreme Court in the last 50 years, and who has pretty dark skin, is not a legitimate black man because he's not leftist. Because he's not a serious leftist, you can't be black, they claim. I think President Biden said that during the campaign.
Yeah, he said that. Charlemagne the God, yeah.
You're not black.
Yep.
I mean, it's absurd. But this is the world we're living in right now. I think it's the dying gasp of a mediocrity that has relied on deceit and controlling the narrative in the United States for their power. And they just aren't quite able to do it anymore. The facts continually leak out in enough volume that they can't maintain the narrative. And this is part of it. This is part of it. It's so blatant, so outrageous that there's going to be pushback. People, I think it's now up to like 60% of the people in the country don't believe the old dominant media anymore. They think it lies to them, misrepresents the truth, is not trustworthy. And so new media will come up that people find more trustworthy. Or we will go to what existed up until probably about the 1880s, which was partisan media, whereas everybody understood that a particular media outlet had a partisan structure to it. It supported Democrats or it supported Republicans. And, you know, sometime I think in the 1880s, there were some outlets that started saying, well, you aren't going to be able to tell whether we're Democrat or Republican. We're just going to give you the facts as best as we can. And that lasted a little while. And then we started getting the progressives taking over the media again, certainly by the late 1930s. FDR was famous for putting one of his cronies in a powerful position in the recently formed Federal Communications Commission, during which that crony made sure that anybody who was on the big radio networks was a progressive. And, gee, then the television networks became progressive. So we have kind of an idea how it happened. So that, this is a continuation of that. But in order to make it effective, they have to get more outrageous, more obvious in the lies they put out. And that's what we see in this case. I believe there eventually will have to be pushback or we devolve into something, you know, sort of like maybe the former Soviet Union or whatever, where only a certain viewpoint is allowed on the public square.
Well, I mean, that I guess they can do that if they can maintain that. That'd be really hard to maintain. Plus, it's impossible, impossible. Yeah. It's nearly impossible to get out there and...
You have to impose something like the Chinese Communist Party control over the Internet.
Right.
And they're trying. I think they seriously are trying to do it, but they haven't succeeded.
Well, so far. You know, the problem with that is that very shortly... See, this is the thing about the Internet. It's a double-edged sword. Because the Internet is a great tool, and it, you know, I believe that very shortly the Internet is going to be used to usher in a new individual freedom, unlike that which we've never seen before. Of course, they're trying to control the media, right? They're trying to control the media.
Exactly.
They created Facebook. Facebook is gigantic. However, for Facebook to control you, you have to actually participate in Facebook. Same with Twitter.
And there are, and there are a lot of people on Facebook that make it their job to figure ways to get around the algorithms and make fun of Facebook. I'm kind of amazed at how many people on Facebook, basically make fun of Facebook as an illegitimate news source while they're using it.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't even
ridicule.
Cultivate it. I wouldn't even cultivate it if it were not for what I do.
I understand, and I have an account which I rarely use, but I have to have it for my research.
Right. So, I mean, as far as, like, I don't have a Twitter account anymore. I tried to have one, and I didn't have one, and I've gotten rid of one Facebook page because I have two. I have the show page. I have a personal page. I had a professional page, and I saw no need for that. And, you know, all that being said, the only way they can actually control us within these entities is to be within these entities. And
correct.
The fact, like YouTube, YouTube is one that is controlled by Google, and gun reviewers get demonetized all the time. Now, they'll leave them on there, but for some people that actually want to make a living doing it, they can't for the most part. I think I made $125 last month off of YouTube. So I'm living it up. And by the same token, there are other things out there besides YouTube, but until the gun reviewers leave YouTube en masse and go somewhere else, they're going to... So I'm just waiting for the next big thing to come along, and I think the next big thing to come along is I'm sure the leftists don't have a plan B. They're so invested in plan A.
I worry about that.
Yeah.
I worry about the possible plan B because what I'm seeing is the far left now, particularly with Kyrsten Sinema's statement in the Senate, that she will not vote to destroy the filibuster.
Sure.
That pretty much means they aren't going to be able to pass the Democrats Can Cheat Free bill.
Right. And hang on right there. Hang on right there, if you will. We'll continue this on the other side. This is getting good. Talking to Dean Weingarten. Find this stuff at amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Indeed, check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. Now, do you think we'll be able to talk when you're in Vegas?
We may have to switch a day. I've got a dinner date on Tuesday. We may have to switch it to Wednesday. I don't know about Friday because I intend to be traveling.
We will adjust and adapt. You've been very good at it. My turn.
I appreciate it.
My turn. So Dean will be going to SHOT Show, and I really enjoy the Ammo Land breakfast. The only thing I don't like about it is I get there before it starts, and then they're running us out of there because they only have it for X amount of time. If you are a breakfast eater, that's quite the spread that old Freddie Real puts out.
It is. They do a good job. And what I am worried about, I started to mention at the last segment, is that the left will get so scared. And I'm talking about the movers and shakers, the people who promulgate the lies, who benefit the most from the deep state, who really believe, or at least believe to their benefit, that they have to control everybody else because they're the smartest people in the room. And if they don't have the power, my goodness, it might be used against them. And one of the things the left consistently seems to do, in my opinion, because they are very used to controlling the levers of power and information, is they often telegraph what they intend to do by claiming that the conservatives are planning it. And they have been talking now. There's a number of points out about how conservatives are planning a revolution. They're planning a military coup. They're planning to not allow the election to go forward, you know, or results to be overturned. And all this is very concerning because I believe the left is precisely planning those things, or at least considering them, because many of them believe, they reasonably, that they are at risk for the numerous crimes that they have committed in the past years and been successfully covered up. And people are, you know, the word is getting out. You know, what's this? There's a common saying now. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Yeah.
And frankly, I have to admit, when I heard that he was being denied bail, he's a billionaire with prominent person who had never failed. Well, who had always been at the court cases where he was supposed to show up. He'd always shown himself. You know, he had a history of reliability, and yet suddenly, some prosecutor in New York says we have to have him in prison because he's a flight risk. And it just happened to be the time when rumors were flying about that the Trump administration might get hold of information from Epstein. And I have to admit that at that time I said, I kind of doubt he's going to make it out of prison alive. And unfortunately, that was a prescient thought.
Yeah.
And now we find that the guards who were under investigation, who were in the prison at the time when a number of systems just conveniently failed, so there was no recording of what happened in the cell, all charges against them have been dropped. Gee, huh. Kind of coincidental, isn't it? But I try not to be completely cynical, although it's not necessarily a bad way to evaluate the world. So that's what I see happening there. And then now what has to happen from the conservative side is there has to be pushback against this cancel culture that is out there. And I think it's starting to happen. But it's just much harder when you don't have the control over the media that the left has.
Well, here's the thing about this. Here's the thing about this, especially for people like me and you, and the space that we occupy. Right?
Correct.
Now, I have very minimal stuff going on with Facebook. I have nothing going on with Twitter. They can't cancel me out of that because if they did, okay, I don't really know that happened. They're not going to cancel me with my audience. They're not going to cancel me with my company or with my network. So all those things being considered, cancel culture is really... If you fall prey to it, it really depends on how voluntary you are to be susceptible to what it does.
Oh, yes. And I would agree. And I see some glimmers, though, that the left is recognizing this and they're saying, well, we can't just let anybody talk about anything. There have to be national standards set up so that, you know, some government board looks at what's going to be said. So misinformation, whatever we call misinformation, doesn't get spread about.
Right.
I mean, so that's the type of worrisome stuff, which is, you know, where totalitarians have generally gone in the past. It's rare countries that actually have freedom of speech, and the U.S. has been a rarity and an exceptional country for decades. But most countries don't have freedom to speak their mind.
Sure. But, you know, as far as the left is concerned, some of this stuff that they would like to do, like they're constantly wanting to say, we're about to start a civil war.
Yeah.
The problem is that that can't really happen unless you don't have two sides. The other thing is it's almost geographically... It would be very difficult to have a civil war because we're a different country than we did the first time. But the last time that happened was due to intransience of the Democrats in 1860. When all that started, they were completely intransient on certain things, wouldn't go anywhere with it, and decided it was time for war. So, okay, we're obliged. We obliged them.
I heard this phrase, and to me, it summarizes the intransigence of the left. When conservatives speak conservative speech to the left is defined as violence. Leftist violence is defined as speech.
Sure.
So there's, it's this idea that there is no fixed reality. They've gone almost complete Orwellian. Words mean what I want them to mean at this time. If I want them to mean the opposite 2 days from now, that's fine. It's all advancing the revolution.
Right. The revolution.
Yeah, well, which in this case means supporting the status quo so that wealthy people continue to prey upon other people and the deep state continues to prey upon the citizenry. So that's where we are at. It's a strange thing because the left has for a long time claimed that they were the champion of the little guy.
Right.
When for many years now, they have been the champion of the big guy. Who gets 10%, I hear.
Something like that. We're about to run out of time, so you let me know what the schedule needs to be next week, if you need to take the entire week off and do the SHOT Show thing. Because SHOT Show, if you've never been to SHOT Show is a lot of intensity during the week. It's going on from sunup to sundown. And
yes,
that carries over into after sundown as well. I don't know what Dean does. It certainly carries over with me. So you let me know how that's got to go, and thank you for joining me tonight.
I will do so. It is always a pleasure.
All right, boss. We'll be back again on Monday. And between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.